The brother of Bourke Street killer James Gargasoulis has given his first interview after the tragedy. James Gargasoulis stabbed his brother Angelo and left him for dead the night before he ran over 33 people in Melbourne's CBD. Angelo Gargasoulis has told Four Corners he doesn't understand why his brother wasn't stopped before it was too late. Louise Milligan reports.
On the 20th of January 2017, James Gargasoulis ploughed through Melbourne's Bourke Street Mall in a stolen maroon car. He killed six people, including a three-month-old baby and a 10-year-old girl. 27 others were injured. One was Luke Winter.
So when I got up, there was just carnage. There were other people who'd been hit, strewn along the ground.
A Four Corners investigation has pieced together how Gargasoulis reached this point, what the authorities already knew about him, and why he wasn't stopped. His brother Angelo has questioned how it was that his brother was on the streets at all.
Systemic failures is an understatement.
James Gargasoulis had a 20-page criminal history. On January 14, 6 days before Bourke Street, he was granted bail despite being charged with a new string of dangerous driving and violent offences.
I still, to this day, don't know how he got bail, knowing what he did. It wasn't allegations. There was multiple witnesses. There was camera footage. There's repeat offending.
In the days leading up to the Bourke Street murders, Gargasoulis was in the grip of an ice psychosis and believed a comet was coming to hit the earth. Four Corners has obtained chilling 000 calls he made two nights before Bourke Street. It's the first time the calls have been played in public.
They're trying to kill me so my brother can rule the world after this is f***ing hit. You need to f***ing understand what the f*** is really going on. Why do you think the world is f***ed up? Why do you think there's all lies and deceiving? Now, I'll be dead after this.
12 hours before the incident, James Gargasoulis chased Angelo out of his mother's apartment building with a kitchen knife, stabbing him repeatedly. Angelo was placed in an induced coma in hospital. When he woke up, he discovered the horrible news of what his brother had done.
When I got told that people had died, I couldn't talk. In a just floodgates were open, I was just crying.
Greg Davies, who was Victorian Victims of Crime Commissioner at the time of the incident and was also a former boss of the state's police association, questions decisions made by police in the lead-up to the murders.
He wasn't stopped. Now, that's certainly not the fault of any individual police officer who was involved in that operation on the day. It's a culmination of bad policy, remoteness of decision making, and we've now all got to live with that.
In February, James Gargasoulis was sentenced to life in prison with a 46-year non-parole period. A coronial inquest later this year will investigate what Victoria Police knew about Gargasoulis and why he was granted bail.
Louise Milligan reporting. And for more on that story, watch Four Corners tonight at 8:30 on ABC TV.